Baba Basra, Per Gimel, Mishnah Ches. Ein osin chalal tachas rishus harabim. You are not allowed to make any sort of an empty space underneath the public domain, such as boros, shichin, umaros, a pit, or that may extend, it may have an opening in one spot, and then it extends underneath, or shichin, long and thin pit, umaros, or covered pit. And that's because what can happen, even if you make it strong covering, etc., but it's throughout time it could end up wearing away and somebody could get hurt and it could fall in. However, Rabbi Elazar was he permitted it, providing as long as you make the cover strong enough that a wagon that's loaded with stone, something very heavy, is able to pass over it and can manage. The Chachamim, of course, are still worried that eventually it could get weaker. Now, ein motzien zizin ugezus teros l'rishus harabim. You are not allowed to build out into the rishus harabim ledges or gezus teros or balconies. Ella imratza, but if you want to have those extending into the rishus harabim, what you could do is kones l'soch shalo. You could bring it within your boundary. There is move your wall within the rishus harabim umotzi, and then you can be motzi up to the point of your property line. Now, loka chotzer ubaz zizin ugezus teros. If you, let's say, purchase a courtyard and that courtyard has extending from it into the rishus harabim, it has ledges and balconies. Harizu b'cheskasa. It can maintain the status quo, and that's because we can presume that what happened earlier in with the previous owner was that he had, again, done what we had suggested earlier, that he had moved within his property line and taken out the ledges and the balconies into the area that's still within his property line before the Rishus HaRabim begins, even though now it appears that as if that became part of the Rishus HaRabim, but really it's within his property line. We are allowed to assume that.